Hi everyone, welcome again to A Plus English. I'm Bill.
大家好，我是 Anna.
So Anna, yesterday and the day before, we were looking at a conversation with two people, Rick and Daisy, and they were having a very boring time, right?
Boring?
Yeah, they went to the boring park.
No, they went to the fun park.
Of course, because a boring park would be a stupid place to go.
That's right. 他们其实呢，昨天跟前天都到了 fun park， 是哪里呢？我们称为叫做儿童乐园。而且他们特定到两个不同的区域。The first one is the Wild West, and the second one is the Arabia.
Right, and in the Wild West, they dressed up as cowboys.In Arabia, they went on a fun river ride. I wonder what they'll do today.
今天他们还要玩一个非常好玩的游乐设施，是什么呢？我们现在就来看看今天的对话。
Take a ride. Conversation A.
We have to ride a roller coaster.
But we might fall out when the train turns over.
Don't worry, it's safe.
Daisy, honestly, it's too high for me.
Well, thanks for being honest, but it's too late. Get in!
I'll close my eyes.
You'll miss some great views.
So Anna, here at the beginning, we see that Rick is afraid. He has had a bad time and he does not want to go on the next ride.
That's right, but I think the ride is so much fun.
Yeah, it's the roller coaster. My favorite ride, actually.
Your favorite?
Yeah, this is the one where it has cars, kind of, or like a train maybe. But they go up and down and around, you know, like this, like...You get in the car, and then it goes up, and then you're at the top, and it goes down.
It's so exciting, you know.
And then, yes.
Yeah, really. 所以我们中文所谓的 roller coaster 呢，就是云霄飞车。云霄飞车特别小心 roller coaster 有一个 er。不过呢 ，Rick 好像很害怕会掉出来 fall out.
Yeah, if you fall out of something.It means that you were inside in the train and then you fall. So you're outside. He means when it turns over, maybe they'll fall.
而那个所谓的呢一节一节的车厢呢用的是 train. Train 不只是火车啊一节一节车厢都可以用 train. 当然他担心是这个车厢如果翻覆 turn over 的时候有可能会摔下来。
But Daisy tells him, don't worry, it's safe.So she's telling him, don't be afraid, don't think about what could happen, because it's safe. When something is safe, you can't get hurt. So the roller coaster will not hurt Rick.
在这里的 safe 呢是形容词，就是安全的。当然 Daisy 不断地安慰 Rick, 其实蛮安全的 it's safe. But Rick is really nervous. Can you tell?
Yes, he says...Honestly, Daisy, I just don't want to. It's too high for me. When you say honestly, it really means now I'm going to tell you the truth. Because when you are honest, you're not lying. So by saying honestly, he's saying I'm not joking anymore. It really is too high for me. It will scare me.
之前啊我们有提过所谓的 honest Rick, 就是诚实正直的 Rick, 那个 honest 是个形容词我们现在看到它的副词叫做 honestly, 当然你可以翻成诚实地或老实地但是其他的语义是说老实说其实说真的 it's too high for me.
Right, I think Rick is just scared. And Daisy does too, because she says, Well, thanks for being honest, Bob. It's good to thank someone when they're honest. But then she says, but it's too late. So when it's too late, it means you don't have time to make a decision anymore. You now have to do something. He has to get in the car.
Late 有可能指的是迟到，不过在这里的 it's too late 指的是太迟咯，已经来不及咯，没胡啊， it's too late.
But Rick has a plan. He has an idea of how he won't have to be scared. He says, I'll close my eyes. So instead of going, yay, woo, this is fun, he's just going to go, is it over? Is it over? Are
yeah,
we done?
Right.所以在这里的 close 特别小心它的发音是有声的 close close 就是合上啊或关上的意思把眼睛闭起来 close one's eyes
But you can't do that on a roller coaster
You will miss so many views
That's right, it's what Daisy says A view is something very nice to see But it means outside Maybe from really up highBecause you can see very far and see everything. You know, when you view something, you look at it with your eyes. So if you're up on top of the roller coaster, you can see very far and you can view the view.
所以其实 view 这个字啊它本身当动词的话就是看的意思那如果它当名词当然指的是你看到的所有东西我们可以说是景色咯可是在这里还有一个重点 Now the word miss is also important, right?
Well yes, that means that you don't get it because you miss it
Miss 在这里可不是想念哦而是错过的意思如果真的把眼睛闭起来当然会 miss many views 错过很多的景色好，我们先休息一下 ，Let's take a break.
Take a ride.
Oh.
Conversation B.
I screamed so much that I lost my voice.
That's part of the fun. Now, I want to try one more ride.
Forget it. My legs still feel strange.
It's not that kind of ride.
Ride a camel?
Sure, it's time for Honest Rick to become Brave Rick.
Give me a break.
What's wrong? You lost your voice?
I lost, oh, it's back. Oh, during the break, I was screaming so loud that I lost my voice.
Why?
Just like Rick. Why?
Uh-huh.
Because I like to scream. It's fun. When you scream, you just make a really loud noise from your mouth. It doesn't have to be words, though you can scream words. And on a roller coaster is a good place to scream. You go, ah! Excuse me. Ah!
Maybe,
exactly.
所以 scream 呢，其实在中文当中就是动词尖叫的意思。If you scream a lot, you will lose your voice.
Right, because it does make everything in your neck very tired. And then you can't speak anymore. When you lose something, of course, we've talked about that before, you don't know where it is. You can't find it.So it's kind of like that idea. You don't know what happened to your voice because it doesn't work anymore and you can't talk.
我们对于 lose 这个动词的认知呢就是搞丢什么东西或弄掉了什么东西。可是 lose one's voice 不是把声音搞丢了而是没声音了。我没声音了 I lost my voice.
Well, Daisy says that's part of the fun. The idea here is there are many things that make the roller coaster ride fun. One part, or one of the things, is screaming really loud.
所以 that's part of the fun 指的就是那不就是好玩的一部分吗？你坐云霄飞车的时候不就是应该要尖叫然后没声音吗？ That's part of the fun.
And she wants to try one more ride, but Rick doesn't. He says, forget it, my legs still feel strange.
Wait a minute, forget something?
Yes. What?
So forget it means forget something?
What? I forgot what I said. No, not that kind of forget.
Uh-huh.
When you tell someone forget it, it means that you want them to pretend or to act like they forget it, because you don't want to do it.
所以这里的 forget it 并不是忘记什么东西的意思。Forget it 指的是拒绝不要哦不要了 forget it. It means no.
Right, it just means no, I'm not interested. And Daisy explains though, it's not that kind of ride. When she says that kind, I think she means a fast and exciting ride.
You mean ride a camel?
Yeah, well, that's the kind she's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to ride a camel, and Rick is surprised. A camel is a strange animal. They live in the desert, where it's hot. They come from places like Africa. They have a big thing on their back, right?
Two big things?
Or two. Mm-hmm. There's two kinds of camel, actually.
Uh-huh.
One has one, the other has two.And they're going to ride one at the park.
所以在沙漠当中啊，有一种动物，上面有一个隆起或两个隆起，那个当然就叫做骆驼 camel.
Right. Daisy says, it's time for honest Rick to become brave Rick. When you say it's time for something to something, usually means something to happen. So she wants Rick to change from honest Rick earlier,to brave Rick. You can't scare me.
在这里的 it's time for somebody to do something 是某人该做什么事情的时候咯。我可以问 Bill, is it time for us to take a break?
Oh, give me a break. It's time for word power.
Give you a break?
Oh, yeah, we should explain that first. It just means stop what you're doing or stop saying strange things.
所以 give me a break, 当然中文可以翻成停止了吧不要了吧其实有一个更好的方法叫做饶了我吧 give me a break.
And now it's time for word power.
Yeah, give me a break.
Word power.
Here we are at word power. Our first word is safe. Safe.
Safe, 形容词安全的。
Is this water safe to drink?
喝这个水安全吗?
I hope so. Otherwise, you should not drink it. Next word is honestly. Honestly.
Honestly, 是副词哦,老实说。
Honestly,I didn't do well on my exam.
That's too bad. 老实说，我这次考试没有考好。
I'll study harder next time. View. View.
View 呢是名词哦，就是视野、景观的意思。
The view from the top of the mountain is beautiful.
从这座山上看下来，那个视野非常棒。
And the last word is scream. Scream.
Scream, 动词哦，尖叫。
Jill screams when she sees a mouse.
Jill 呢，她一看到老鼠呢，就啊，尖叫了。
But, you know, mice aren't anything to be scared of. They're so small, they wouldn't hurt anybody.
No, but no, I'm scared of mice.
Really? Will you scream when you see one?
Yeah, I scream and sometimes I faint.
Really? Wow, you really are scared of them. It's okay, don't worry.Okay, everybody, that's it for Word Power. Don't go away.
keep in mind.
What's the smell?
Oh, it's garlic. You know, people say garlic is good for our health. So now I eat garlic at every meal.
But you smell like garlic today. 你今天都是大蒜味，实在是太浓了。And you ate so much that I can't teach with you today.
Well, maybe it is too strong to eat at every meal.
好，这里我们来看两个非常类似的句型哦。第一个是 so that， 我们中文翻译成太怎么样，以至于如何如何哦。那第二个很像的句型是 to， 它中文翻译成太怎么样，但要记得是不能如何如何哦，它带有否定的意味。比方我可以说 ，Alan is too young to drive。Alan is too young to drive. Alan 他年纪太小了，还不能开车。那如果我换成 so that 的句型，我就可以说 Alan is so young that he cannot drive. Alan is so young that he cannot drive.
Why don't you eat garlic with me?
No thanks. I prefer not to.
Take a ride.
We have to ride a roller coaster.
But we might fall out when the train turns over.
Don't worry, it's safe.
Daisy, honestly, it's too high for me.
Well, thanks for being honest, but it's too late. Get in! Come on!
I'll close my eyes.
You'll miss some great views.
I screamed so much that I lost my voice.
That's part of the fun. Now, I want to try one more ride.
Forget it. My legs still feel strange.
It's not that kind of ride.
Ride a camel?
Sure, it's time for Honest Rick to become Brave Rick.
Give me a break.
Review time.
For review time today, you need to tell us which rides Rick and Daisy went on at the fun park.
今天的 review time 呢只有一个问题，这个问题呢就是 Rick 跟 Daisy 今天到底玩过什么样的游乐设施呢？我们有五个选项，如果他玩过的话呢，请你在这个游乐设施前面打个勾。
So, did they go on a ride on the water?
A ride on the water, 水上游乐设施 Yes, they did. 这里要打个勾
Yep, and they got wet too. How about the merry-go-round?
The merry-go-round, 旋转木马他们有做旋转木马吗 Yes, they did.
And did they go on the bumper cars?
The bumper cars, 碰碰车 I don't think they did. No, they didn't.
Nope, they didn't. How about a roller coaster?
A roller coaster, 云霄飞车 they did, 这里也要打个勾
Right. And finally, did they go in the ghost house?
The ghost house, how scary. I love ghost house. But, Did Daisy and Rick, 他们有去鬼屋吗? No, I don't think so.
No, they didn't go in the ghost house. They had fun on all the other rides, though, and I hope you had fun doing review time with us. Stay with us, there's more to come.
Living phrases. Give me a break.
Give me a break.
Hey, Sarah. Let's go shopping.
Give me a break. You just went shopping yesterday.
But I didn't buy any t-shirts.
Give me a break. You have so many t-shirts.
But I want to look great at the basketball game tomorrow.
Give me a break. You don't even play basketball.
Just for fun.
It's Wednesday today, and on Just for Fun, we're going to talk about proverbs.
Proverbs are one of my favorite parts of Just for Fun because we take a saying or an idea that people use all the time in English, and then we get to explain what it really means, and I like to think about it in a different way.
Mm-hmm. So today's proverb is really simple. It's just three words, and here it is. Live and learn. Oh, let me say it again. Live and learn.
Oh, I want to try. Live and learn. This popular proverb is really famous. I've heard people say it for my whole life.
So this proverb just means that everybody makes mistakes in their life. But, you know, it's okay because you learn from them.
Yes, I think that learning from your mistakes is the most important thing.And sometimes somebody will tell you, oh, don't try this, don't do this, but it's hard to take their word for it or take what they say as true unless you try it yourself. That's the fun part of living.
Right. You can't be too shy. You need to be brave. And even if you make mistakes, it's okay because it's your chance to learn from them.
Absolutely. So we say live and learn.Make your mistakes, but just be sure to learn from them and then move on and try not to make the same mistake again.
Right. You know, I thought of this proverb last week because, you know what? Somebody stole something from me because I didn't keep my door locked. And then after that, I thought, oh, I'm so stupid. But then I thought, okay,Don't just call yourself stupid, Clayton. You need to learn from this. You need to learn to lock your door.
Yeah, that's really bad, Clayton. I'm so sorry. But if you can learn something from it, then something good will come out of it.
Siobhan, has there been a time in your life when you thought of this proverb?
Well, it sort of has. I mean, one time...I had a dog that I used to love and play with all the time when I was a little girl growing up. And one time, I was taking him for a walk and I took him off the leash at the park and he ran away. He never came back. It was so sad. And my mom just said to me, you know, Siobhan, you have to live and learn. Sometimes things happen, but I never made the same mistake again. And I've had my dog for almost 10 years now.
Wow, well, that's a sad story, but I guess you learned from it, just like everybody does. Well, everybody, just remember, live and learn.